Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The CDC says it is tracking the spread of a serious stomach illness that appears to be resistant to many drugs. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus joins us on WCBS. So, Dr. Agus, what can you tell us about this nasty bug?
So there's a stomach bug called Shigella, which is a bacteria that's that could be in food. And it comes from not washing hands, and it's easily spread. But normally it's treated with antibiotics. But over the last several years, the bacteria has gotten more and more resistant to our standard antibiotics. We call that a drug-resistant bug. And it's worrisome because if people have serious medical issues, there may be no treatment for it. So that's why it's causing alarm bells now.
What are the symptoms? How do we know if we have this infection with Shigella or perhaps just a touch of the flu?
Well, you know when you have food poisoning, and this is food poisoning, is, you know, significant abdominal pains, diarrhea, and other things. And if that's the case, you know, you need to be tested, and they potentially could put you on antibiotics to treat it. It could go away on its own, but especially people with medical conditions or elderly, it probably needs to be treated.
The CDC says it is watching the spread of this illness. Is it spreading rapidly?
Yeah, you know, it went from, you know, 10 years ago being almost all sensitive to bacteria to now most of them are not. And so literally every year, as we use more and more antibiotics, the bacteria get resistant to it. You know, antibiotics come from bacteria. They use it to kill other bacteria. And over time, they develop ways to get around that. And because we've used so much antibiotics, the bacteria are getting resistant and there haven't been new antibiotics.
We say it is largely drug resistant. So what can be done for people who come down with this illness?
We do have other drugs that we can use. So there are some last stage antibiotics, if you will, that can be used. But once they're gone, we're, you know, have nothing to treat it. So there's an alarm. Let's start to only use antibiotics. And when you call your doctor and you say, I've got a runny nose, can I have antibiotics? And they say no. The reason is they don't want to promote drug-resistant bacteria unless you have a documented bacterial infection. And the same is true here. We have to develop new drugs and we have to use the one we have in exactly the right situation.
Right. It seems like you call your doctor and you have, say, a runny nose. You get a Z-Pak and you're better, but maybe that's not the best idea.
No. And I think, you know, that's part of the problem. We've been stalling them out, especially during pandemic where nobody went to the doctor. They just made a phone call and got these. We've been using them in animals, livestock, and we've been promoting these resistant bacteria and they're growing. And this is becoming a bigger and bigger problem.
Dr. Agus, I know the symptoms of this infection with Shigella aren't pretty, but can you tell us what some of the symptoms are?
Well, you know, it really resolves around gastrointestinal symptoms. And so ranging from your stomach to diarrhea to potentially blood in your diarrhea, all of those can be associated with this. And so this stomach bug, this, food poisoning, you know it when you have it, it can be very serious. You need to make sure if you have these symptoms, you drink lots of fluid. The first thing that happens is dehydration. So drink lots of fluid. And if it continues, your doctor needs to test you.
And the best way to avoid getting it is the standard wash your hands, know where your food is coming from, that sort of thing?
What grandma always said is accurate. Yes. You know, get food from places that you trust. Wash your hands. Make sure the people that serve you wash your hands. Make sure the people in your family, your kids and others, wash your hands. And you'll dramatically stop spread of the Shigella bacteria.
When the CDC says it now poses a quote-unquote serious public health threat, in layman's terms, Dr. Agus, what does that mean for us?
It means that there's a significant portion of the population who will get this, who we will not have efficient treatments for, and that number is only getting worse. So it's kind of a call to arms to doctors, use antibiotics appropriately. It's a call to arm to researchers and pharmaceutical companies as we need new weapons against this particular bacteria.
And who in our population might be most at risk?
It's the elderly and the young. So young kids, babies, two, three, 4 year olds, all the way to the elderly are the ones, those two extremes are the ones who are going to be most susceptible, particularly to getting very dehydrated from the diarrhea and potentially having problems from that.
All right. Remember that name, Shigella. You will be hearing more about it. CBS News medical contributor, Dr. David Agus. Dr. Agus, always a pleasure. Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.